Here we have to the Daniel Perek Zayin Pasik Chof Beis. No, Pasik Chof Gimel. Pasik Chof Gimel. Okay, so we learned Chof Gimel. Pasik Chof Gimel. Perek Zayin Pasik Chof Gimel. We are in the middle of the dream of Daniel. Daniel sees four different creatures. And the Cain, correct. And then he asked the Malach for an interpretation of the dream. And he specifically wants to understand the nature of the fourth creature that has 10 horns. And then suddenly the 11th horn comes forward and knocks out 3 of the horns. So the Malach says, Pasuk of Gimel, Cain Amar, so said the Malach, Chevso Rivi Osa, concerning the fourth creature, Malchu Rivi Oa Tehevei Be'ara. There will be a fourth kingdom that will conquer the world. As we mentioned so many times, either refers to Edom or refers to Yishmael. This Sishne Min Kol Malchi Vosa, that will be different. The nature of the fourth kingdom will be much, much greater. There are different midrashim which explain either it means that it is equal, kneged the other three. If we would combine 1, 2, and 3 together, number 4 would equal its might, which requires explanation. What does it mean exactly? 1 plus 2 plus 3 equals the koyach of number 4, or it means number 4 will be even greater. Great, that's one of the first midrashim here in this medrash. Let me just read those words. We never really discussed it. Vayikra Rabba Yud Gimel Hey Mibnei Maro Oisa B'Laylacher. Why did Daniel see the division of the fourth creature on a separate evening? Rabbi Yochanan, it's a machloikis. Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish, classic machloikis. Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish, Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish, Nechlu B'dav, Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Sheshkulo Kneged Shalosh. Rabbi Yochanan says that it's equal kneged the other three. Rabbi Shimon Lakish Amar, Yisera. It's greater than the other three. So two different mahalchim to understand the nature of why of the fourth connected the first three. Okay, let's do that for now. But over here we said this is going to be different. It's going to be different. This fourth kingdom is going to be different than di sishnei min kol malchi vasa v'seichul. And here it's going to do three things. We mentioned before, it's going to eat, it's going to grind, and then it's going to step on the leftovers. V'seichul kol ara, it will consume the entire earth. V'usidushina will crush it, will pulverize it. V'sadkina, another expression which means to make it into little teeny bits. I'm not exactly sure this is what it means. There are three different expressions of consumption and pulverization is what the fourth kingdom will do to the entire world. It will thoroughly conquer the entire world and bring upon the world great suffering. Pasuk of Dalet. V'charnaya asar, and will be 10 horns. Mino malchus, concerning the 10 horns, it means mino malchusa. From it will come asara malchim yukumun. 10 kings will ascend. 10 kings. One more time. V'char v'kar naya asar. It concerning this that you've seen that the creature has 10 horns. It means mino malchusa. From it will come kingship. Asara malchin yikumun. There will be 10 kings. There's some repetition, I'm not clear why, but it means there will be from that malchus, it will emanate 10 different authorities. The acharon, and after number 10, yikum acharehon, will come number 11, that is the 11th horn. V'hu yishnei min kadmoye, it will be different than the 10 first horns. Uslosa malchin yahashpil, and this number 11 will have the ability to humble, to conquer, to obliterate 3 of the first 10. Pasuk Chaf Hei, Umilin Litzad Ilo'a. Then this horn, number 11, will develop a mouth. It will have eyes and a mouth, and it will speak Milin words, Litzad. Litzad here means towards. It will speak with chutzpah towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ilo'a, the Most High, referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yema Lilin will speak, Ulikadishay Elyonim Yivaleya, and it will swallow the holy ones. This is what we saw in the dream, where this whore number 11 waged war against the Kaddishei Elyonim. And here it is explaining that the war that it will wage will be a war of words. It will be a religious war. As we mentioned many times, some we've explained this refers to either the Christianity or Islam, either by Yeshua HaNotri or by Muhammad. So they were able to gain followers and wage a holy war through the Koyach HaDibur. As we know, throughout the time of the Middle Ages, there were multiple debates, and it was a far gone conclusion that the Jews always lost every debate.
Were there debates with Islam, or was it all the debates that we know is with Christianity?
I don't know. I'm sure there must have been at some point in time of debates, but it's not the major debates. Most of the major debates are the Christian debates. Okay, well, the Kaddish El Yodim Yivaleh will swallow the Holy Ones, the Yispar, and it will then make an attempt lehashnoya zimnin v'das gezuntayit. It will make an attempt to change zimnin v'das, times and law, the yis yahavun bidei, and this fourth creature, this horn number 11 that has ascended and has conquered the three of the other horns and has a mouth and has eyes and has swallowed the holy ones and has waged the war, yispar is a hard word to translate. It means it will plan, yachashov, will plan to change the times and the laws of either the world or of the Jewish people. Let's see one more line. The Yisyahavun bidei, and he will be successful. This nation will be successful. The Jewish people will be delivered into his hands. For how long? Ad idon, a time. You're smiling.
This is the most mysterious part.
Okay.
Anywhere.
Okay. I think the Perikhes, there are some things even more mysterious. Perikhes. Yeah. Perikhes, and this really has to be understood together with what it says in Perikhes and what it says at the very end of Perikhes base, but we'll just see for now. Add until the.
Yeah. These bars sounds like Svara. To
think,
reason.
Right, to reason, Yachshov, it will plan, it will make plans, it will be a complex nation, it will make plans to swallow, and it will be successful, the Jewish people will be delivered into the hands of this 11th kingdom, and Idon, number one, until a time, V'idonin, another time, Uflag Idon, and half of a time, three times. So what does all of this mean? Let's go very slowly, let's first see the Mitzudos, then we'll see Rashi, then we'll see Rav Sadia Gaon, then they will look at the Ralbach, look at the Malvim, and discuss this just a little bit. Okay, let's first see over here the Mitzudos and Pasik Chaf Hey. Okay, Pasik Chaf Hey Mitzudas David Milin Vehu Yidaber Dav Charef. This 11th horn will speak words that are harsh. Mul Ha'Elyon Kneged Hashem V'Yes Yisrael, and they will speak harsh against the Jewish people who are the Kaddishei Elyonim, the Holy Ones of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yashchis V'Yes Yisrael, who are Kaddishei Elyonim, Yashchis, it will destroy. This 11th horn, whether it refers to Titos, as Rashi says, it refers to the 11th power of the Roman Empire. There were 10 Caesars before Titos, and Titos was not a Caesar, not at least in the beginning. He was the general of Antoninus, and he will be number 11. He will speak harsh words. He will speak with great guile before in the Beis HaMikdash when he stamps the parochas, and he will destroy the Beis HaMikdash. Ki rov b'nei ha-goyla hema, because most of the b'nei gola, and then the Jewish people will be exiled to Rome. Rov b'nei ha-goyla hema b'malchus yishmol. Here the Mitzudas is following his shita. He says that the fourth Malchus is not Edom, but is Yishmael. Edom is included in the third Malchus of Yavon, and the fourth Malchus is Yishmael, and there are 10 different nations of Islam, and number 11 will come from the east, will conquer, will embrace this religion, but in the process will conquer three of the regions, and this nation of Yishmael will cause great harm to Klal Yisrael. V'yispar, the Mitzudos Tov, it says, V'yachshov, will plan l'shanos mi Yisrael, to change from the Jewish people, Zeman HaMo'adim, the holidays. They will try to abolish the holidays. Umishpat haTorah, and the laws of the Torah. That's the das. That's what it says here in the words in the Zimun the das. Ve'yiyu misurim biyado, and the Jewish people will be delivered in the hands of this nation, Yishmael, ad ace, until a time. The choy is a mafarish, and then the pasuk according to the mitzvah of the comes to. So how long will this time be? How long will this idon? It will be kamihu ace v'yama sheha ace ye idon the idonin uplag idon rotzaloymar shtei shanim v'chatzi shana yiryu misurim v'yado. That for 2.5 years. So according to the mitzvah, the word idon means a year. A time. Idonin means another time. Even though the word v'idonin is plural, it's not really clear why the Lomu Pashim do this. The word idonin is lashon plural. But yet they translate idonin mean a second time, uplag idon, and half of a time. So according to the Mitzudas David, idon is a year, 1 year, plus another year, plus a half a year. There will be a 2.5 year period of time where Klal Yisrael will be given over to the hands of Yishmael. It's not clear what this refers to. I'm just reading the words, I'm translating the words. Let's do this one more time. Ratzulayma shtei shanim v'chatzi shana yihyu misurim biyado, that Klal Yisrael will be delivered over into the hands of Yishmael. Again, this is the Mitzudas L'shitasai, taking the opinion of the Ibn Ezra, that the fourth Malchus is Yishmael, and the fourth creature is Yishmael in this dream, which has 10 horns, 10 regions. The 11th is a king from the east, that's all it says, who comes and embraces this religion. It seems like he's an outsider. It's not really a native to Yishmael, but converts, embraces this religion, and in the process wages war, knocks out 3 of the regions, and then becomes the superpower, speaks with great chutzpah against HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael, and Klal Yisrael is given over into their hands for 2.5 years. Okay? Now let's see here. Let's see here Rashi. Rashi, Pasik Chof, let's just go back a little bit. Let's see, Pasik Chof Dalid, the Karno Asar, the Karnayim Yud Asheri Isi Lo Zepis Shonoi, this, that, there are 10 horns. This is its interpretation. Mino Malchusa, Meosa Malchus, from that Malchus will come 10 authorities, 10 Caesars. And then v'acharin yukum acharehoin v'acharon yukum acharehoin hu titos harasha letzad ila, and will speak towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu ulekadishe elyonim yivala uliyishol yatriach v'yotzik, will cause trouble and pain v'yispar lehashnei zimnin v'das yidme b'liboy. The Romans, according to Rashi, who this Malchus, the Malchus that we refer to are the Romans, will think in his heart lehaviram al kol moadehem vidoseim, to cause them to transgress all of their laws, their festivals and their laws, ad until idin v'idonin uplag idin. Now what does that mean? So Rashi says kate sosum huzeh, the Jewish people will suffer under the Romans, the Churban, Titus will destroy the Beis HaMikdash, and after he destroys the Beis HaMikdash, we will be in Golus under the control, the authority of this Malchus until the coming of Mashiach, and that will last for Idon, Idonin, Uplag Idon. So basically Rashi is now telling us Kate Sosum Hu Ze Kasher Nema L'Daniel, this is a secret. This, in these few words, lie the date when Mashiach will come. Nema L'Daniel, as Hashem told Daniel, Sosum HaDvarim V'Chasom, seal the words V'Chasom, and make an extra seal, period. Now, in other words, let's just take a step back. Why in Sefer Daniel is there no Targum? There is no Targum on Ksuvim. There is Targum on Chumash. We have Targum Unkelis, Targum Yonasan ben Uziel, Targum Yerushalmi. Those are the 3 primary Targumim. There are many more, but those are the 3 primary Targumim. And in Nevi'im, we have Targum Yonasan ben Uziel, We don't have an uncle. We have Yonasan ben Uzil the Targum on Nevi'im, but on Ksuvim there is no Targum, and the reason is because the Targum doesn't just translate the words. The Targum also reveals the deeper meaning. We don't really appreciate the depth. I mean, in the Targum, there are Slav today. There are Svam that are coming out trying to uncover much greater depth in the words of the Targum. But if the Targum would have translated the words here, it would have revealed the coming of Mashiach. It would have revealed the date when Mashiach will come. When is the end of Idon v'Idoninu flag Idon? So that's why it's concealed. And Hashem told Daniel, I don't want you to say the time, just conceal. In his vision, it appears that he did see the time. This dispute among the Mepharshim, if Daniel himself did know the Ketz Hayamin, it appears similar that he did know the time. But Hashem told him, when then you record your words, do not reveal this. It is Sosum, Kasher Nemal, Daniel, Sosum, Advar, Machasum, as it says the end of Sefer Daniel towards Perek Yibes, we'll see that later on. Vidarshu Harishayim, Ish Lefi. Dieter, everyone has come up with an interpretation. Hundreds of interpretations have been advanced to explain the translation of these words to reveal to us when is Mashiach. The Kolu Hakitzem, all of these times have passed, and Mashiach has still not come. V'yesh lanu l'poisrei oid, and therefore Rashi says, since everyone else was wrong, everyone has provided an interpretation, so let me also give it a shot. V'yesh lanu l'poisrei oid kasher isi kosu b'shem Rav Sadia. Like I've seen Rav Sadia go on himself, Rav Sadia also gives an interpretation of what this means. Haim, now what does it mean? So Rashi says, Haim, Elef, this idon, the idonin, the chatzi, Plag Idon is Elef 1,000, the Gimel Meos 300, Velamed Hey 1,335 Shanim, which is not original number. This number appears at the end of Sefer Dil, which Amir Tashem will get to Perik Beis Ha'amur, which is written B'Soif HaSefer Ashre HaMechakeh. Fortune is the one that yearns for the coming of Mashiach, which we'll see later on Perik Beis. Now, what does it mean? Like he explains the Perish. What does it mean? The Perish HaMoyed. And the parish of the set time is Ad Eis Shnei Itim V'Chatzi Eis. At the end of two Itim Idon, one time, the Idon Nin is the second time, Uplag Idon. Eis V'Omar, V'Omar Rav Sadigon explains, Shehu Itim Heim, the times are Dalid Meos Upei, 480 years. Why? What's the magic number 480? Shemiyom Tzeisam Mitzrayim Ad Shenivne Habayis was 480 years. So that's the first time. The time of Yitzias Mitzrayim until the building of the Bayis Rishon was 480 years. Let's add to that the Dalid Meos V'Eser and 410 years Yimei Mikdosh Rishon of the Bayis Rishon. 480 from Yitzias Mitzrayim until the building of the Bayis Rishon, and the 410 years of the Bayis Rishon Harei Tov Tzadi 890. So we have now 890. Now it says the pasuk goes on to say Chatzi Ho'es. So according to Rashi and Rav Sadia Gaon, this is already I'm not going to go through all the different calculations because I don't know them. I just want to go through some of the possible ideas of this one and some of the ideas. So he's telling us a very powerful idea. When it says Plag Idon, Plag does not go back on one of the two times. It goes back on the sum. Idon is one Zman. The Idonin is another Zman. We add those two Zmanim together. And then when it says Plag Idon, that is half of the total. Who said? Who gave you the right to say that? But that's the interpretation of Rav Sadia Gaon. The Od Chatz Yo'es Hazeh, which is Tof Mem Hei, which is 445. Now we add 445 to 890. Hari Elef 1,000. Shin Lamed Hei 335. Es Eilech Hashav. So from the time of the Churban, now we have to learn Rashi Lishitasa. This is also a very big Chiddush. Rashi says that this entire pasuk is referring to Edom. We have 10 horns. The 10 horns are the 10 seas. Caesars. Julius Caesar was the first. The number 10 was Antoninus. Then he had a deputy, he had a general, Titus. Titus was number 11 from the Torah, and the whole passage is describing that Titus has chutzpah, speaks with chutzpah, has eyes, has a mouth, and conquers, and he plans to destroy Yivaleah. He destroys Jewish people. The Yispar, he planned to Lahashnoyam, reading from the Pasuk, to destroy the Zimnin Vidas, the Yishavun Bidei. And the Jewish people are given into the hands of Titus. He is the Haskala for the next 1,335 years. It's given, so the Zman that we're going to start from is the Zman of the Churban Bayis Sheni. Right? The Churban Bayis Sheni. And what? How long will it be given over into the hands from the Churban Bayis Sheni? Equivalent to the time from Yitzias Mitzrayim until the building of the Bayis Rishon and the existence of the Bayis Rishon. Now notice we completely ignore the 70 years of Churban between the Bayis Rishon and the Bayis Sheni and the 420 years of the Bayis Sheni. We're using as the starting point Yitzias Mitzrayim to the building of the Bayis Rishon and the Bayis Rishon plus another magical number of the Chatzi Idan, the half of the sum, to get a magical number of 1,335. We're going to take that number, we're going to now skip ahead to the time when Titus destroys the Bayis Sheni, and we're going to add 1,335. And what year in the common era was the Bayis destroyed? 70. So 70 plus 1,335 is the year 1399. 70 plus 1,335 is... Okay, you're right, I'm sorry. Right, 1,405, you're right, but I have to take a step back. Rashi goes further. We have to deduct 6. Why 1,405 minus 6? Because we commemorate Shiva Asa B'Tammuz. This is all based upon what it says in Perek Yud Beis. Shiva Asa B'Tammuz was one of the 5 tragedies that occurred on that day. Was the Tamid was Batal. They stopped offering the carbon Tamid. How many years did that happen before the Churban Bayis?
6
years. So the Churban, now this is very important to keep in mind. The Churban, according to Rashi's calculation, and this is Rashi, not just I'm dealing with some gematria in the 21st century, we're dealing with here with the Rashi, and Rashi is basing this upon what it says in Daniel. The Churban begins 6 years before the actual destruction of the structure, when the carbon was no longer offered, the carbon tamid was no longer offered. That is already called the haschala of the Churban. So, and that's already called, it's given over into the hands of Titus. It's Yivaleya, the Yispala Hashnoya, Zimnim Dos, Yisavim Bidei Ad Idon. That's really the beginning of the time. So 1,335 years from 6 years before the Churban, the year 64. So from the year 64 of the Common Era plus 1,335 is the year 1399. Anything significant happened in the year 1399? I'm sure there is. I don't know history. I googled it. I found a lot of different things which happened in 1399. It's the first time that Jews were burnt alive in Poland. Jews were burnt alive throughout history. Talk about Chanayim Shal Azariah. Talk about Avram Avinu. But the first time in that part of the world, in Poland, that a Jew was burnt alive.
The Inquisition didn't exist.
That was a letter before.
That was led. No, that was 1492. 14. That was okay. There was. Okay, I don't know. But you have this. The year that Rashi is predicting is the year 1390. Let's just turn up the Rashi. Yeah. So go out.
To Sadia Gaon, who we that seemed like an eternity.
Exactly, because Rashi died in the year 1105. Mm-hmm. So Rashi died 1105, and Rashi is predicting that Mashiach is going to come in the year
1399. 294 years.
So this is way ahead. Let's see. Elchashoyv me'ed through El hari elef shin lamed hey el es ele chashov me'es chusar hatamid. From the time the tamid was no longer offered, ad shuv zevach hatamid, until the tamid will return, the time from the when the tamid has stopped being offered until the time the tamid will be restored, the midrash will be rebuilt, will be this el mekamai. Vehu chusar. When did the tamid stop? Sheish shanim lefnei hachorban. V'yesh ketzas raya b'sefer zeh. We can prove that this number is accurate from the end of the sefer, which will mushum just come upon in Perik Ches and in Perik Yud Beis. The Od Yesh Mevinim Raya L'Cheshvan Zeh from the Gematria of Haster Aster V'Anochi Haster Aster Ponai. The Gematria of Haster Aster B'Gematria Elef V'Shin Lamed Hey. It's not. It's Elef and Shin Lamed Vav. If I'm not mistaken, it's one off. But when it comes to gematria, you always can be one off the koilel. Just the number, just the concept itself is automatically one number. So it's 1,366, which, as far as we're concerned, is equal to 1,336, which is 1,335, and therefore it's another emes. V'onochi Hashem, I will hide myself from you for 1,335 years. So according to Rashi, Mashiach should have come in the year 1399. Rashi wrote this approximately in the year, sometime before he died, which Rashi died in the year 1105. So as you said, according to Rashi, it was an eternity. It's not going to be in its life till the Mashiach will come. However, we know that the year 1399 has come and passed, and nothing has happened. So let's see another. Now let me read to you from the Malbum. If I can, of Sadigon. Okay, this is the Malbum. Daniel. You have a kabar? Yeah? Okay, thank you. Okay, thank you very much. Let me read you Rav Sadigon. Rav Sadigon, Rashi's quoting here is not from the Rav Sadigon's parish on this pasuk. On this pasuk, Rav Sadigon says, don't involve yourself in these matters because no one knows what it really means. His words are very beautiful. Let me read you the words of Rav Sadigon in pasuk. Chof. Hey. Okay. The dos. Sha'ala, you don't have this in front of you. I'm going to just read you the words. You do not have this in your edition. V'dosh sha'ala b'dayta l'shabbos l'batel mishol ha'shabbosu it's ha'moadim v'ha'toira. It was his plan to levat from Klal Yisrael Shabbos and moadim v'ha'toira v'yishevon b'yodei ad idon v'idonin uplag idon v'yiyu misurim b'shibud Klal Yisrael will be under the control of Edom Ad idon the idonin uplag idon, diber hakasav kiloshoin bnei adam, v'chol chacham every wise man, the sovar a person who is a philosopher, umevin das haTorah understands the knowledge of the Torah, nistera darkon their way has been hidden. In other words, they have been fooled. They have been misled. The Nivara Atsasam, and their counsel has been destroyed, has been lost. The Lila Hasig, they are unable. The greatest Talmidei Chachamim, the greatest scholars, the greatest philosophers, the greatest people who know how the Torah, what it says in the Torah, are not able. Lila Hasig, they're not able to attain Das Hacheshbon Hazeh. The Ein Yodea Zulasi Elokeinu. There is no one that knows what this means except for Hashem. Kakosuv, as it says in Sefer Yeshaya, Ki Yoim Nokam Belibi. There is a day of Nokam vengeance Belibi. Hashem says in my heart, I am the only one who knows this. V'loy Higid Lepev HaPeh. This has not been given over Lepev HaPeh. Eich Yagid LeMalach. The Tafsar. The Yeshlanu and this has not be given over to any human being. The Yeshlanu l'chakos v'l'kavos adirachem amo. Only thing that we can do is to yearn and to hope until Hashem will have compassion upon His nation, the Iro and His city. Amen.
Why okay? All this mystery?
Wait, I don't understand. So Rashi didn't know this parish of Sadugon?
Rav Saad, you're going to hear, he's quoting from a different Rav Saad in the Hagdama. He's quoting from the end, and not from this pasuk. He's quoting from Rav Saad, you're going to think later on.
Rashi didn't know this. Sadiqon here says, stop wasting your time.
Correct. But Rav Sadiqon, even though all this is a pattern that is followed by all of the Mefarshim, they tell you, don't waste your time on this, and then they go on to tell you what it means. Every single one of the Mefarshim, the Vilna Gaon, Rav Sadiqon, and Rashi, what Rashi also says, it's Kate Sossam. But I've seen Rav Sadiqon says this is what it means. So what is it? First of all, there's a halacha. The Gemara says that Tipach at Smoisav Shal Mechashvei Keats, and people who calculate the end of days, may their bones bust. It's a curse. They should die. And yet, everyone goes on to say that they calculate the end. So there are many interpretations as to what this means. The simplest interpretation is that it's impossible to know. But although it's impossible to know, there are times that are mesugal, that are more prone for the coming of Mashiach if we would merit. Every one of these calculations has truth. It's a special ace rotzon, a divine favor, when we need less merit to bring Mashiach than we would otherwise need. If it wasn't a time that was mesugal for the coming of Mashiach, we wouldn't bring Mashiach right away, we would have to do extra special things. We can bring Mashiach Hayom, but we have to be Roy, be Ito Vachishena. Mashiach will come if we do not merit at the end of days, but if we merit, it will come before its time. How will it come before its time? If we do tshuva. How much tshuva do we need to do? So let's put tshuva on a scale of 1 to 10. So if the time is not mesugal, if it's not a time of divine favor, we need to do tshuva on the notch 10. We must go all the way. But being that it's an ace ratzon, it's a time of divine favor, even if we'll do tshuva at level 5, Mashiach will come. We don't need to go all the way and put the pedal on the metal to get to number 10 to bring Mashiach before its time. All of these calculations, being that it is vague, which opens up itself for interpretation, indicates that in each generation there are times that are more mesugal for Mashiach to come, where we don't need the full degree of tshuva to bring an early Mashiach. Because it says here in the pasuk, because Rashi is Rashi, because it says in the pasuk, because Torah lav hashamayim, Torah is not in heaven; it's given for man to interpret. And since it's been purposely vague, idon the idonin v'chatzi idon, and there is such a concept of a time period called the time when Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim until we built the Beis Hamikdash, and the time of the Bayis Rishon was also a time. Then we have chatzi idon. This allows us. It allows us to make this interpretation, and automatically it means that there will be a time of divine favor for people to do tshuva and to bring Mashiach before its time. That's what it means. It's written purposely in a vague way to give us the opportunity to make this interpretation, and in heaven they will follow suit. If you will provide a valid interpretation, then in heaven they will say it's a valid.
Does that mean until that time there is another
Eish Ratzon? Well, no, definitely, because Rashi,
so
Rashi is not.
You got to wait for Eish Ratzon or when Hashem decides.
Well, Rashi is not telling us, but Rashi begins by telling us that kolu kol akitzin. That it appears in Rashi's lifetime, and before Rashi's lifetime, every single generation, there were calculations made for that generation, and Rashi says all of those times have passed. So now it's our duty in our generation to find a new interpretation to reveal a time of Ratzon, so we can do tshuva, and the tshuva that is not 100% to bring the Gula before its time. Now, we have this thing in the Gemara, where the Gemara says that a curse shall come upon a person and calculate. It's the end that only means you calculate the end, an absolute end, that it must come at this specific time, and if this specific time has passed and Mashiach has not come, it's hopeless, it's over, you might as well forget about it, close up shop, and there's nothing more you can possibly do. That's the curse. Or to predict a time that's way past a person's lifetime, which does not give a person any hope, a yearning that maybe in his lifetime Mashiach should come. Person always have to have hope that in his lifetime it's possible to see the coming of Mashiach. Rambam used to say, you have different, Rambam said that he doesn't know when Mashiach is coming, but one thing is for sure, that the parents today who are, I heard him say this, that the parents today who are raising children are raising the children that will be Mekabel Pnei Mashiach. So will Mashiach come in our lifetimes? He says he doesn't know. But certainly, this is what he said, certainly he feels that Mashiach is around the corner. With what's happening in this world, things are happening so quickly, it's around the corner. And certainly in the lifetime of people's children, people, the children that are sitting in first, second grade, those children, they will witness the coming of Mashiach. And therefore, the parents of those six-year-olds in first grade should realize the child that you're raising deserves an extra special chinuch. Because this little kid in first grade will see the coming of Mashiach. So make sure you do everything in your power to properly prepare him. That's what he said. It's an interesting idea. You can probably say the same thing 100 years ago. Everyone, there's always things happening in the world which are advancing. But he's giving the parents a different look at how they should raise their children. Many people, they look, is Mashiach going to come in my lifetime? Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky said it's not coming in his lifetime. Oh, but it says, okay, so that means you should yearn for its coming. But Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky obviously felt that you have to be a little bit realistic. Yeah, and being realistic means it's just not likely Mashiach is going to come in his lifetime when he made this statement. But the next generation, by that time, certainly it's going to come. It's a certain way to look at the situation. Yeah.
I assume that what Kamenetsky meant by that was he didn't see a chance of this door having the zechuyos to advance.
Okay, could be. What is his own merit? But perhaps Hashem will have extra rachamim. But that's the basic idea. This pasuk is subject to interpretation. Every generation, there are people that come along and make calculations to figure out that it refers to our generation. And the truth is, they're all emes. Being that the pasuk is vague, it's purposely vague to give you the opportunity to make these calculations. And all the calculation means it's a time of eis ratzon. You don't need a full measure of zuchusim to bring Mashiach. Even if your zuchusim are deficient, it's an eis ratzon. Hashem will bring Mashiach. And during the times when it's not an emesugel, then you would need a greater degree of tshuva to bring the Mashiach. Now, just to point out some of the issues. Okay, I'm not going to go through the calculations because it'll take much too long, and I'm not really prepared to go through them. I just want to point out some of the issues. Rashi here explained that plag idon refers to the sum. The sum. You take the first idon, you take the second idon, and you add them together. Many mefarshim don't do that. There's an Edon, and there's another Edon, and then there's half of an Edon. What is the third half? So the third half either can be half of the second, or can be half of the first, or maybe the when it says Edon, the Edon, it's the same Edon. Maybe when it says Edon, Edon means 480. So it's 480 plus another 480, then half of 480. So that's one variable to keep in mind. There is plag Edon. Rashi, based on Rav Sadia, is saying the plag is take Edon number one, Edon number two, sum, add them together, take that sum and multiply, divide that by two. Who says that's the only way to interpret the word plag Edon? Maybe plag Edon is half of Edon number one or half of Edon number two. Next issue.
Translate it, please, plag
Edon. Edon means time. Plag means half. Plag means half of the time. Half of the time. That's one issue. Another issue. Who says that the Edon are different times? Rashi learns the first Edon is 480 years, and the Edon in the second Edon is another period of time, 410 years. Who says they're different? Maybe it's this repetition. There is 480, or maybe it's 410, or maybe it's 420. Who says that they're different? Next issue. Who says the word Edonin is singular? It's one period of time. Many of the Rishonim learn Edonin is plural, means a doubling. Rashi learns, based on Afsandigon, Edon, time number one, the Edonin. Edonin is plural, but in the context it means a second time. Time number two. building upon the first time. This time number one, Rav Saadia 480. Time number two, maybe idonin means two times. So when you take the word idonin together with the word idon, you have a grand total of three. Yeah. Idon is one time. Idonin is another two, for a grand total of three periods of time. Let's make believe it's 480. So it's 480 plus 480 plus 480, which is a total of
1440.
And now take uplag idonin, half of the whole sum of
720.
And add that to 4040.
2160.
And 2160. Add that from the year 70.
2230.
So Mashiach will come in the year 22. So if Hashem Mashiach is not here by then, I have no doubt, then the people living in that generation will make this interpretation, because this is based upon what the Malbim says. We'll make this interpretation. I'll say that's an Eis Mesugel from the Mashiach to come.
This is the time of 6,000 of the year
6,000. Another case, or maybe you would say, I'm just giving you some examples of how you can play around with, how you play around with this number, which is done. Another example, let's say it's 480 plus 480 plus, so 3 times 480 equals
1440.
And then when it says plag idon, it's not the sum, but 240. Instead of 480, let's do 240, which will give us a total of
1200.
You start with
1440. 1680.
I'm sorry.
Plaque, half of that.
1440 plus 240.
1680
plus 70.
1750.
We've passed that already.
1750.
So I'm sure those living in that generation, without doubt, probably interpreted. It's an eighth mitzvah from Mashiach to come. So you can play now. There's one more, another very important variable, and that important variable is who. Everything we're doing here is according to Rash interpretation, where this fourth malchus refers to who? This fourth malchus refers to Edom and Titos and the Churban Bayis. What about according to the Mitzudos, the Ibn Ezra, where this refers to Yishmael? So it's going to be given over into the hands of some leader from the nation of Yishmael. At what point in time do you want to refer to? Exactly what point in time did Yishmael begin to conquer the Jewish people? You have to study history. There are many different tekufas of what you consider to be a nation of Yishmael. So you can make the calculation from that point in time. Rashi is also apologizing. Rashi says we get the number 1,335 not from the Churban Bayis Sheni, when Titos destroyed the Bayis Sheni, from Tisha B'Av, from 6 years before that. So you see that the time of being delivered into the hands of the Goyim is not necessarily the moment of Churban. Perhaps it refers to the Churban Bayis Rishon. There are many, many indications, many makaros that explain that the real Churban, the only Churban, is the Churban Bayis Rishon. The Bayis Sheni, in many respects, not to minimize a mashu of the Kedusha, the Bayis Sheni, but the Bayis Sheni was pretty much a very big Beis HaKnesses. It wasn't the Beis HaMikdash in its full glory, because there were five things that were missing from the Bayis Sheni. There was no Aron, there was no Kapares, there was no Shechina, there was no fire, Eish Al HaMizbeach, the Shechina was not there. There were many things that were lacking in the Bayis Sheni, so it did not have the Kedusha of what L'Shechna Sidrashu Vosa Shama, that Hashem Shechina was resting there. When did that come to an end? At the end of the Bayis Rishon. But what's very difficult about that, almost impossible, that's Nebuchadnezzar. That's not the fourth creature. That's the first creature. But there are ways to get around that. There are ways to analyze this, and it's extremely complex. One thing I did see in the Sefer, that when Mashiach will come, we'll look back at this pasuk and we will say, it was so simple. It was so simple, right in front of us. So why then did the Vilna Gaon, the Vilna Gaon also made a calculation in his generation, and the Ralbag made a calculation in his generation, and Rav Saadia Gaon's time, or whatever, but each of the great Talmidei Chacham of their generation, how could they have made this mistake? It was so simple. It's not a kasha. Each generation has an obligation to give their people encouragement. Do tshuva. Mashiach is coming. In this generation, you can't say Mashiach's not coming. You look around what's going on in this world. Things are happening. Eretz Yisrael is developing at a pace that's dizzying. And things are happening in the world which have never happened with technology, which was taking place. The Ribuy of Torah, you can't, every single Maamar Chazal that talks about Mashiach has come true. So isn't there an obligation to make some calculation to figure out in our generation what this pasuk will mean? Yeah.
But there's a flip side to that.
Yeah.
Which is that if you make a time,
and it does not come,
and the downside of that is,
and then everyone gets depressed, like Shabsai Tzvi. We're still living today in the shadows of Shabsai Tzvi. The Chorban today, there's a midah, especially among Mevatel. Anything that someone does, there's a terrible midah. It's nothing. Where does that bittul come from? So I don't know if it's true or not, but it developed Shabsai Tzvi. After Shabsai Tzvi was proven to be a fraud, there are people still that believe in him today. At Hayom Hazeh, people became extremely cynical. There was such depression. People really believed he fooled everyone. And that had a backlash on Klal Yisrael. It created a whole new environment, a whole new chinuch on Klal Yisrael when you don't believe in anything. Skepticism to the extreme opposite, which continues at Hayom Hazeh, where people are extremely skeptical about any good thing that you will tell them, and which has a very, very negative influence on us, does not allow us to bring forward things which are good and which are true in the future. So that's the idea we want to bring out over here, is that there are many variables in what it means, Idon, Idonin, and Chatzi Idon. The basic variables are, what is an Idon? Is this, look at the Mitzudos. The Mitzudos is a year, 1 year, another year, 2.5 years. Mashiach will come after 2.5 years. That's one interpretation. So is it a year? Is it a period of 480 years, 410 years? And then when it says Idonin, is that a repetition of the first Idon? Or is that a different time period? Is the second Idonin plural, which means two time periods? Or maybe the second Idonin is a single period? Right, according to the Midrash of Shad Yigon, it's a single period. Idon is 480. Idonin is 410. According to the Ralbag, according to the Malb, if I'm not mistaken, Idonin is two times. It's plural. So Idonin plus Idon is a grand total of three time periods. What are those three time periods? And then when you get to the next part of the pasuk, flag Idon, what does it mean, half of a time period? Is that a sum of all three together? Is that a sum of two? Is that one? Or maybe it's a half of another time period. And then when you get all of this together, when are you starting from? That's probably the most important thing. Are you starting from the Churban Bayis Sheni, the year 70? Are you starting from the year 64 when the Tumen was Batel? Are you starting from sometime in the middle? Are you starting from some later point in time? Are you starting from the time of the year? Maybe you're starting from the year 1070. According to the Sifrei Kabbalah, the year 1070, the clock was reset. Because after the Churban Bayis Sheni, there had to be a 1,000-year period of Galus. This is based upon source Psukim, and that's why on Tisha B'Av, if you notice on Tisha B'Av, we have a lot of kinos, and we focus very much on the Crusades. Four kinos on the Crusades. Why do we focus on the Crusades? There were so many tragedies, expulsions, pogroms that took place before the Crusades. The first 1,000 years, the Crusades basically happened in the year 1096, so a little bit more than 1,000 years since the Churban Bayis Rishon. So what are all the tsaros that happened for the first 1,000 years since the Churban Bayis Rishon? So there are many answers. But one of the answers, more the Kabbalistic answers, is given that once the Churban Bayis Sheni happened, it was nigzar, there would be a galus for 1,000 years. It's etched in stone. There has to be a galus for 1,000 years. The first time that the Shemayim is receptive to bring the Geula was 1,000 years after the Churban Bayis Sheni, which was the Rashi lived through the Crusades, 1096. Rashi was 56 years old during the first Crusade. Rashi died in the year 65 years old in 1105. So the year 1070 was already the time, 1,000 years since the Churban, we're now it's now possible to bring Mashiach. So the crusade was the first major tragedy in Klal Yisrael during a Kufa that Mashiach already could have come. If this whole thing wasn't necessary. What happened the first 1,000 years is the Churban we can't avoid. Because there has to be Golus. Golus is Golus. It's already etched in stone. So whatever it is, we have to survive. But the crusade, the tragedy is that much greater because it didn't have to happen. The whole thing was not necessary. The Zman of Golus came to an end in the year 1070. So now, Mashiach should come. So how come it didn't come? Not only didn't come, there was such a tragedy. The tragedy is that much greater than it was the first tragedy of a Kufa where Mashiach already could have been here. That's why we focus so much in the keynotes of Tisha B'Av on the Crusades. So what do you learn from this idea, whether it's right or wrong, whether you want to take it seriously or not, is that the year 1070 is a new start. It's a new start. So maybe when you want to make these calculations of Idan, the Idonin, the Chatzi Idan, Plag Idan, maybe it's starting from the year 1070. Rashi is saying it's starting from the year 64. These are variables in the calculation of these words. Okay, let's just try one. Okay, we'll stop here. What?
How do the Goyim interpret this?
They interpret this from Yeshu. They have a lot of interpretations. So you go online, you type it. I went online, tried to prepare a little bit. I got all confused. There's so much. It's very hard going online to find the Jewish stuff, yeah. To find the Orthodox. Yeah. Unfortunately, when you type in these things, you get a lot of Christian apikorsis, and things like that. Even if you type in Jewish things, Shir, and you type in Rabbi and Orthodox. Okay, I'm not a bucky in a search and in doing a. Googling and all the precise, but they corrupt the text for their own purposes.
They figure out from
Yeshu when he was born and when this happened and when that happened, and it's all apocryphal.
They're interested in all the stuff in Daniel, like they used to say the bear was Russia and so on.
But if you want to learn the base of the bay, you learn just to look here in the Mikros Gedolos. The Mikros Gedolos, you have the Ralbag. The Ralbag has some strange numbers. I don't understand it, but the Ralbag has a whole new calculation of how long the Bayis Harish and the Bayis Sheni. I've been brainwashed since being an infant that the Bayis Harishon is 410 years and the Bayis Sheni is 420 years. He has their different numbers. Yeah, I never saw these numbers. He has this whole I don't know what's going on. And then the Malbum has another Mahalach. And so you have over here on just the Mikros Gedolos, you have Rashi, you have San Yigon, you have Malbim and the Ralbag, and that's it. Then you have to go to the Gra, you have to go to the Radni Ramban, you have to Maral, I think, maybe has a Mahalach. A different, each leader of their generation has.
Maral doesn't really, he just gives you some of the other people's.
Interpretations, okay. But at least we should walk away with an appreciation of knowing the variables. The variables of what this means, and every generation, indeed, it's a good thing to give chizuk, and it's subject to interpretation, and all it means is it's an eis ratzon, it's a time of favor, and if the time passed doesn't mean anything, so you make another calculation, elu, these are times of eis ratzon, where it's difficult to come, it's not etched in stone, it doesn't mean you should get depressed, if it doesn't come, so it doesn't come now, so maybe with another interpretation will come later on. The klola, the mechashev, the kate, is only where this is the, like what the apikorsim, what the goyim do, where they make these calculations and refers to these crazy events, and that's how this is the only interpretation. Everyone else is a non-believer. Everyone else is going to go to Gehenna. That's the klala of the Gemara of Tibachat Smoisav Shal Mechashvei Kitzim. But that it should be an ace rotzayin, and the person should be inspired to tshuva, because in Achishena, there's nothing wrong. And in fact, all the Gedolei Yisrael have gone in that Mahalach. Okay, we'll stop here.